Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about a lead magnet. So a lead magnet is part of digital marketing, and it is a way for you to build your list. And what I mean by your list is your email list, which hopefully is going to be full of potential clients. And so a lead magnet does several things for you. One, it shows your audience, your niche, your target, whatever you want to call it, that you know what you're doing. You actually show them by giving them something for free. Now, there's different types of free content. There's, you know, free content that you can consume whenever you want to, however you want, such as a podcast or a blog or even a YouTube video. And then there's the type of free content that is what we call gated. And gated just simply means you have to give something to get the free content, whereas a podcast, you don't. Gated material is usually asking for an email address. So it could be, again, a webinar, it could be a checklist, it could be a number of things. And what a freebie does, or a lead magnet does for you, is it shows your audience, your niche, that you know what you're talking about. Because let's be honest, talk is cheap. Anybody can say they know what they're doing, but it's a whole different ballgame if you can actually prove that you do know what you're doing. And that's what a freebie or a lead magnet is for. So I hear all the time, do I really need, you know, as a VA, do I really need to have a lead magnet? Do I really need to be building my list? And I would say a resounding yes, you do. Because what I've seen in my own experience is a lot of VAs, they market only when they need clients, which is not a long-term sustainable solution. You need to be marketing 24/7, and that's what digital marketing can do for you. So when you're busy or you're out doing other things, the marketing is being done for you by technology. That's the beauty of having an online business. The technology does the heavy lifting. But you obviously have to put the the technology in place. So what are some ideas around a freebie? Well, really, the best thing to do is tie a freebie to whatever type of services that you offer. So let's say I offer WordPress, which I used to offer WordPress. And what I did was I created some simple checklist for anybody that was interested in having their own WordPress website. Maybe they want to do it yourself type of thing. And so I would do like a top 10 list, or a mistakes to avoid list, or best practices list, or shortcuts or hacks. Mistakes to avoid. People love those types of tips. And so your lead magnet doesn't have to be this huge thing. It can be something fairly simple. The goal of it is twofold. It has to show that you know what you're talking about, and it has to give them some type of result. So for my WordPress checklist, let's say it talked about why you should really have a backup plugin for your website. So very simple. It should be one topic, one solution. So that topic had to be was around why you need to back up your WordPress website, and it gave some recommendations on plugins that you could use. So one solution, or one problem, one solution. I did another kind of checklist. I love checklist because they're simple and they get results. And that's really what it's about. So simplicity is key here. One problem, one solution makes it easy to see that A, you know what you're doing, and B, you get results. You can actually solve their problems. So as I was saying, got sidetracked. Another WordPress checklist would be something like how to pick the right theme for your coaching business, and give them some guidelines on what to look for, and maybe give them some recommendations. So the goal here is that your freebie isn't just a freebie. It is actually based on the services that you're offering, because that's what you're selling. So your lead magnet should be a taste of what you're selling, whatever that might be. And this is all part of relationship-based marketing, because what you're doing now is you're giving them something that will solve a problem based on your expertise, and then you're going to get them on your list, and you're going to follow up with them with a series of emails to start building a relationship, because you're not going to be on the phone with these people. You're not going to be sitting next to them, you know, in an office. How do you build relationships long distance or virtually? That's through email. And so the lead magnet is what we would call the top of a funnel. So just some real quick digital marketing. So every online business has really, I would say, 4 to 5 key pieces of digital marketing when they're starting their business. They have a website.
right? They have a simple sales funnel that includes a lead magnet, which is what we're talking about here, that drives them or adds the people that download the lead magnet to their email marketing list where they can start a conversation around, you know, what they do, how they can help them. And then there's content marketing, which is the free stuff like this podcast and a blog post or a YouTube channel or a Pinterest board. And then there's the social media marketing, which is just getting in front of people on social media. Those are really the five, I would say, key pieces of digital marketing that all online businesses should have as a baseline or a foundation in their business. And the lead magnet is part of that. So you don't have to overthink this. You could do something fairly simple when it comes to creating a website. So here's some ideas for you. A simple checklist, okay? Take your topic and create a one-page checklist on how to use it, why it's important, maybe give them some recommendations. Even an infograph is perfect for those who are visual. And, you know, take a topic and make a flow chart. I love mind maps, so you could do a mind map. So an infograph can just be any type of information in, you know, digital or graphic form. You could do a video or audio series. The goal isn't to make it you, just to make it small. So you could do like one video or two videos or one audio or two audio. Those are really great for how-tos. These are also great things that you can send out in like a follow-up sequence as part of your email, building that relationship. You could do a resource list. So one of the things that I created was, you know, the must-have tools when you're starting out. You could do something similar for whatever your expertise is. So you would just simply, you know, I say WordPress, you would just simply insert whatever service you're offering, copywriting, funnel building, email marketing, MailChimp, MailerLite, WordPress, so on and so forth. So a resource list of, let's say, all of the different pieces of a WordPress, you know, website, what are they? You could do a how-to guide or PDF or ebook. Like I have the top 10 skills guide, which is just a list of the top 10 skills clients are looking for. You could do something like that. But remember, your freebie isn't about you. It's about how you help your clients. And it should be one problem, one solution. You don't want to overwhelm. You just want to prove that you know what you're talking about and you get solutions for them. You want them to get some type of result from that, because that's most important. So yes, you need a freebie. Yes, you should be building your list as part of your overall marketing strategy for your business. So I'd love to know, do you have a lead magnet? And if you don't, I have a challenge for you if you're up for it. Come up with one topic that you could easily put into a checklist and create it. And then set a goal to actually create that lead magnet and start building your list. And I'd love for you to share, if you're open, what are you building as part of your lead magnet? You can leave a comment below the video here, not video, sorry, audio. And I read each and every one. I'll be happy to respond and, you know, provide any guidance that I can. But it is a must, truly, if you want to set yourself apart from others in the industry. And you really want to prove that you know what you're doing and you want to attract, you know, professional clients that are willing to pay premium rates, you're going to have to put some skin in the game by showing them that you know what you're talking about. And creating a free lead magnet is one way to really do that and help you stand out, because that's what you can then promote to people. Instead of saying, hey, hire me, I'm a VA, you can say, oh, you know, I see you have a question on WordPress. I have a free checklist that will answer that for you. And that's going to make a huge difference in creating that relationship, because remember, this is a relationship-based business. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're not a subscriber, I invite you to subscribe. You can find the links below the podcast here. And thanks again for your time, and I will see you guys next week.